B-Pod Studios.
The weekend's over. We hope you had a great one.
I swear to God, I'm going to come down harder on you on Monday.
What is today?
It's going to be like a friggin' hurricane.
Today's Monday.
Well, then.
Well, then you better bring it.
Bring what?
Coffee and donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already been Barack.
I would make my day.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome. I certainly hope everyone had a fine Easter holiday weekend.
It was yummy. I didn't cook anything. I brought water. I did.
Water?
That was my assignment. Can you bring water? I was like,
really?
Yes!
Did you turn it into anything?
No, I did not.
Now, did you put tap in your own bottle, or did you buy like Evian?
I bought regular Poland Springs. I didn't buy the plain old store brand. I went big.
Big time. Wow. Big time. Okay, here we go. It's a brand new week, and the cash is back. Beginning this morning, $1,000, five chances to win today. The first chance came up at 8 o'clock this morning. And what are we going to be covering in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, I'm very excited because ABC is remaking episodes of All in the Family and the Jeffersons, but with a whole new cast.
Uh-huh.
But like good,
well,
like
I would think so.
Yeah. But like but people, not like a whole new cast. Like people you know, like a star-studded cast that are going to be playing the actual leads and stuff. So it's going to be a real flip.
That's going to be interesting to see.
It's going to be interesting to see
how, for example, those two shows do in the environment today.
Well, yeah, they're going to take specific episodes and recreate them
really?
With the stars. Yeah,
okay.
There's that.
Got that coming up today. And let me see. Oh, did you hear about John Lennon's piano?
No.
This is a weird story. We'll tell you about that this morning. Fake a Vacation. Have you heard about the new website where you can fake a vacation?
Oh, so you can look good on Instagram.
Yeah, so you look really good on Instagram.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Okay.
Trust me.
The newest excuse for not working out.
Tell me now, please.
Okay, you're going to love this one. Oh, and by the way, welcome to Earth Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stop using plastic straws. I did, and it's very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just as long as you don't give me those weird paper ones.
No, the paper ones, you can buy metal ones. They changed my life.
Okay, yeah. And speaking of, you know, conserving things, there's a new thing out. You've heard of BYOB?
Yes.
This is BYOD, restaurants where you bring your own dishes.
Oh.
Okay. It's kind of weird. Okay.
It's earth-friendly.
It's earth-friendly.
Earth-friendly, yes, okay. So, well, we got all that coming up this morning, plus win a grand in 60 seconds coming up just about 12 minutes right here at WROR.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, it's the day after the fabulous Easter parade where you wore your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it. And did you have an Easter egg hunt in your home?
Well, I don't do Easter egg hunts, let's be honest. That's above my pay grade as a mom. But no, I don't. But I was shocked to hear that Hank Morse has Easter egg hunts every Easter and uses, mind blown, real eggs.
That is, no, that's, man, I... We have a Easter egg hunt every Easter, but I use the plastic eggs.
Yes, because you're a normal person.
Yeah. You know how you grow up, they become your traditions, and that becomes your form of normal?
That's you mean a vicious cycle.
That's right. Right, that's why we're all in therapy. Right. We start with the Easter eggs and then work our way backwards.
Okay.
So we were kind of, according to my wife's schedule, see, we were running late. Let's just do the plastic eggs. They go, no, then you got to fill the plastic eggs, plus... You go around the tradition. The tradition is to do, you know, so we hard boiled, you know, two dozen Easter eggs, and then, you know, we colored them, and we. So
that's not a pain. I mean, you have plastic eggs and you have to fill them, and that's easy. You're like going through like many things: coloring, boiling, buying eggs,
continuing the tradition.
Okay. Oh, continuing the
tradition, right. Like
a tradition like no other.
That's right.
Exactly.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Easter.
So.
We look at the green grass.
We had that done, and so we felt so good about it. We had so much fun. You know, Charlotte was back from college. Just the two of us doing it, getting them ready.
Yeah.
And then I hide the Easter eggs. Mm-hmm. And everybody comes over, and Pam says, "Hey, did you write down where you put all the Easter eggs?" I go, "Who has time to do that?
I'm busy dying eggs, yeah. right?
Right? Yeah. We got to get
we'll
them
find,
out before
we'll
everybody
find them all.
Before the kids come over. We'll find them all." So everybody gets there, and it's really my two nephews and my niece and Harv. I mean, Harv's 18 months. He's going to find, you know, we'll point them to a couple.
They'll find the really low ones.
That's it. So the 9 and 10-year-olds, they're like, they're all for it. You know, this is family bragging rights.
I don't want people rifling through my stuff.
You know, I don't have,
We had our Easter egg hunt yesterday. My father-in-law set up all the eggs. And he said, all right, here are the rules. There are none in this room.
Yeah.
And everything is in plain sight, so don't go moving stuff all around.
Exactly. Brilliant. Somebody's in your underwear drawer. You're like, get out of there, Wally. You
know, right, we don't do that anymore. That ended up weird.
You learned your lesson. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
When Uncle came down from the second floor one year wearing some lingerie. So it went great. It went great. Everybody was excited. Everybody was having fun. And I said, hey, kids, you count up all the eggs? And they go, yes, we did, Uncle. You hit 23, right?
Go, oh,
23? So when I get home today, I got to find that other egg.
Yeah, I know.
You definitely do that.
You don't want to find it in August under the heater.
That's why I stopped hiding the real eggs and went to the plastic eggs. So, you know, one year, didn't find the egg.
All it takes is one year, and then tradition, done.
Okay. But the good thing is, Hank, it won't be long before you'll be able to sniff it out.
Right.
No problem whatsoever, okay?
That's right.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, well, you look tired this morning.
I am a little tired.
Working out?
Yeah. You know what? This is like an episode of, oh, that's why I'm gaining weight. Because
really?
There's this thing that happens when you exercise, apparently. You can gain weight. Now, there's this new study out, and it totally makes sense to me because I feel like I've done it. These researchers monitored 40 people after they started working out 3 days a week. And what happened was the average person ate more after a workout because they felt like they deserved it.
Well, you got to fuel.
Who among us hasn't been like, I am starving now and I deserve to eat the entire pizza because I went for a 4-mile walk? Yeah. Been there. Did that this weekend.
Been there,
basically.
Done that, right?
But this is the crazy part. The average person upped their portion size by 24%. I mean, that's pretty big percentage.
You know what's depressing is that you realize, wow, exercise in and of itself doesn't do that much for you.
Well,
it's about the food.
If you want to lose
about
weight.
It's all about the calories.
But if you want to be healthy and you want to get your heart rate going, which is good for you, that's okay. Just, you know, you can't reward yourself too much. Which is hard.
How far do I have to walk to eat an entire pizza? Oh,
I think maybe to, like, Cleveland.
I just thought it was to the Pizzeria Uno.
That's maybe we did that.
Yeah, really.
105.7 WROR. Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Well, quite the weekend.
What an Easter Sunday. The Pacers, their history. Celtics finished off their first round series sweep with a 110-106 win in Indy yesterday. Gordon Hayward. All-star form, 20 points, led 7 Celts in double figures. Celts will face Milwaukee or Detroit, and the Bucks can wrap up that series with a win tonight. They're up 3-0. With their backs against the wall and playing in Toronto, the Bruins played a complete 60-minute game of grinding hockey. They forced a Game 7 with a 4-2 win over the Maple Leafs yesterday. Brad Marchand, 2 goals. Game 7 tomorrow night at the Garden. And it took 11 innings, but the Red Sox completed their weekend sweep with the first-place Rays. With a 4-3 win in Tampa Bay, Christian Vasquez sacrificed fly on the top of the 11th, drove in the eventual winning run. David Price struck out 10 in 5 innings. Now it's up to 0-4 Chris Sale. He's on the mound against the Tigers tonight at Fenway. Want to see all the details? All you need to do is go to WROR.com.
Thank you much, Hank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, frankly, I was kind of worried about Hank all weekend.
I was actually looking forward to Monday because I couldn't wait to find out what happened at family dinner.
Okay, so how'd it go?
Know, I have a small house, and we had all the dysfunction under one roof, is what I like to say, because my wife's family was coming over, and my whole family was coming over.
It's the cross-pollination
of
families.
Is it like mixing vinegar and
we do it sometimes. Yeah. They all have known each other for years.
And vinegar and, you know.
And whatever.
Vinegar and gasoline.
Yeah.
You know how people like to gravitate toward the kitchen, but when you're trying to get dinner ready. The fewer people in there, the more effective you are. Yeah. But
you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen.
That's right.
Yeah, is that an expression?
Where do you use that?
Of course, my mother, can you bring a chair in? I want to sit down and talk to the girls, ask them about what's going on. I go, Ma, we're just wrapping up, trying to get things ready. All right, I'll sit in the dining room then. So she goes down and she sits in the dining room. And so she's, you know, moping in there. Meanwhile, everybody's getting ready. We had the dining room table extended as far as you could. And then we put a folding table up with folding chairs. It went from the dining room into the living room. Wow. So as we're getting ready, I bring the ham out. We have this beautiful spiral ham from Wilson Farm. Apparently my sister-in-law thought, like, I should really, like, cut up the individual slices. Hank, you got to cut the pieces are too big. You got to cut up the ham. I said, that's why you have silverware. You know, my father's a grown-up. He's got a fork and a knife. If he wants it a little smaller, it's called cutting your own food.
Yeah. So good with the people.
That's what happened.
He's a people person.
Now, did you...
Service industry.
When we left the show, you know, Friday, Abby had requested that you didn't, you know, drink as much on
Saturday night, Abby was out, so I kind of got into the...
you got it all out of the way
Got it in.
Oh, there's nothing like Easter morning with a hangover.
I just had two of the blue.
Okay.
Oh, my God, it was so good. That was a gift from a friend.
Good.
So anyway, part of the problem is all the sporting events.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady and Larry Bird could show up in my living room, and my wife's side of the family wouldn't recognize who they are.
Right.
My family.
Oh, okay. I see.
We're rabid Bruin fans. So all my wife wanted was, you know, just to be able to have dinner without the television on.
Yeah, because she cooked dinner for 16 people.
16 people.
And, you know, that's a lot of work. And
you had dinner before the Bruins game was on, right?
Well, you know what? We would have had to start way too early with my family. So anyway, the Bruins game start, and then we sit down to dinner. So I'm like, I turn the TV off. My brother says to me, you're kidding me, right? I said, what do you mean? He goes, you just turned the game off. I go, yeah, we're going to have dinner. Yeah, well, so what? I mean, everybody else is down. You know, we're down this end of the table. They were on the end.
Yeah.
It was sticking into the living room right opposite the TV.
Close to the TV. Okay.
So I said, you know what? We just want to have dinner. Dinner's a half hour. The game's going to be on. It just started. He looks at my two nephews. He goes, hey, here's my phone. I go, find it. You can find the streaming online. I go, oh, they're going to stream the game online at the table.
At the dinner table.
I would have gone nuts.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, my wife just says, you know what? Put the game back on. I don't care. Just put the game on. I want to have dinner.
Oh, that's very big.
All right. Yeah. So... we had Easter dinner with the Bruins game on.
Oh,
we'd be like, oh, the ham is so good. Tuca!
Oh, my God.
There would have been a major explosion.
Hey, could somebody please pass the potatoes? I can't believe Tori Krug missed
that. Oh, my God. Pam go crazy, like, in her body?
No, my wife is much better than I am because
she's so nice.
You know what? I'll ignore it. You know what? Everybody's here. She's more comforted by the fact that the whole family is there.
Oh,
we're having a good time.
So wonderful.
And so we wrap up. It's pretty good. So we immediately have to take one table down and put it outside so everybody can go back into the living room. And those who want to watch the game, watch the game. Those who want to eat dessert will eat dessert at the dining room table. And so my mother's like, Hank, I haven't had a cigarette all day. I think I'm going to go have one. I go, you can have, that's fine. Do you mind? I go, no, Ma, you can have a cigarette, but you can't have it inside.
Your family has funny voices.
So sure enough, she goes out on the porch, and she sits down on the little glider that's right outside the three living room windows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have the windows open because it was so warm. For long, that nice, you know, easterly breeze, all the smoke blows into the living room.
Oh, God.
You know? Easter egg hunt was fun, though.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus gets a letter from Lem, who's on vacation, and we hear...
Ephus, there's a letter here for you. I think it's from Lem.
Oh, okay. Let me see it. Let's see. Dear Ephus, having a wonderful vacation. Wish you were here. Signed, Lem.
But did he say anything about that $20 he still owes you?
Well, let me see. Oh, here's a P.S. Sorry I didn't send that $20 I owe you, but I already sealed the envelope before I remembered.
Oh, well, at least he's not trying to screw you out of it.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Now, I am a huge Danny Amendola fan.
Me too.
Okay? But I really kind of felt badly for him. I was a little bit embarrassed for him this weekend.
I just want to start this off by saying directly to Danny, I can make myself available. I know you're heartbroken a little bit. So Danny Amendola was in Detroit in his new apartment on Saturday night, and he went on Instagram after seeing his on and off girlfriend Olivia Culpo dancing with DJ Zedd at Coachella, I believe. Anyway.
For those of you who don't know, I'll kind of explain who Olivia is.
Olivia Culpo is he's been going out with her for off and on for years. She's Miss Universe.
Miss Universe,
yeah,
yes.
The whole,
Pride of Rhode Island.
Yes, Pride of Rhode Island. Parents own the Parish Cafe.
Right,
Great sandwiches, by the way. Anyway, so he went on Instagram and decided to kind of tell the truth about his relationship, and it's very real and good. It's just a little like, oh, maybe you should have kept it to yourself.
Too much information.
Well, among the things he said, I believe there should be a boundary between private life and social media. Olivia believes in fishbowl lifestyle. This fundamental difference was huge in our relationship. If you're my real friend, you know I'm private. My mother, brother, father, and nephew are closest to me in this world, and you don't see one picture of them, and that's for their protection from those who criticize and judge, blah, 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 blah. The only reason I'm writing this post is because whether I like it or not, we lived in the public eye. Some of it is amazing. I've met some of the nicest people from all over the world, and Olivia and I had some amazing times together. And then he goes on to say that they fought a lot. It was his fault sometimes, but it was hers too. And then he mentions how their sex life was, and that's just okay.
Oh boy.
And then, but only just one line. And then she basically just, she takes too many pictures and she lives her life in social media, and they had a difference of opinion about that, and it was a long rant. Then he took it down. And then he put up another one, and that was...
Was this on Saturday?
I think so, yeah.
4:20, geez, do you think?
Maybe like at the end, going into Sunday. Then Sunday he wrote, fake people have an image to maintain, the real ones just don't care. Likely another reference. And that's when Julian Edelman stepped in and said, get off Instagram, please.
Really?
That's a good friend.
For your own good.
Everyone needs a good friend like that. So, I mean, I'm going to defend Danny Amendola because, you know, he's not wrong. He loves, you know, his life, and but he wants to keep some of it private.
He wants some private
time. I'm so glad he doesn't keep his six-pack abs private, so thank you for that.
Do you think he's upset about Olivia Culpo or the fact that he's going to go play in Detroit now?
No, I think he's upset because he doesn't have cable in his apartment yet.
Oh!
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay,
let's get to it.
Okay, well, you know what? We have a very interesting live ABC show coming up that I want to talk about. But first, I need to discuss what I hope is not true. The Royal Rift. Oh, I'm upset about this because William and Harry are close brothers. And they need to be close because that's what their mother, Princess Diana, would want. And there's apparently some royal rift, and there's some video evidence of it. So yesterday was the Queen's 93rd birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Queen. And they went to their traditional Easter Mass at St. George's Chapel, where Meghan and Harry were married.
Yes.
In Windsor Castle. And so Harry was there. Will was there. Kate Middleton was there. Then, like, people we don't care
about.
The
rest of the royals.
Meghan Markle was not there. She's just days away from giving birth to the baby, the royal baby. But Will and Harry avoided each other. Now, you know, like, they didn't talk. They didn't look at each other. They didn't do anything. All on video going into church. And you know how they are when they're together. They're always, like, jib-jabbing.
Inside jokes and laughing.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yep. Nothing. Stone cold. Like, nothing's happened. And I just don't know what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe one of them wanted to watch, like, Liverpool soccer on TV.
during the Easter dinner. Yeah.
But probably. Apparently, last year, the Queen was joined by Kate, and she was very pregnant with the baby Louis. That name always bugs me. Anyway, and then the Queen's granddaughter, Zara Tyndall, also attended while pregnant. So why didn't Meghan show up? Why?
Maybe she was sick.
No, maybe she's like, maybe that's the problem. Maybe she was like, I don't want to go because I don't like Kate and Will. And then that's the rift. I'm blaming it on the woman. This is terrible. No, she was probably at home. Maybe Harry's just being a jerk. Maybe they decide, I don't know, but I care about this because they're brothers and I want them to make up and be nice.
I think Will wants them to relocate somewhere else, like Australia or Canada.
Really?
Yeah, I read that yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I was digging deep.
Wants them, like Harry
and
Meghan?
Wants to have an official title, like almost... like Governor General of Australia or Canada?
William or Harry?
Harry.
Harry.
He wants Harry to leave.
He wants Harry to leave.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not nice.
Well, this is very interesting, Hank. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll post it at WRO.com.
Okay. Okay, Hank is digging
Thanks
deep.
Thanks for that.
No, I'm English.
Okay. All right, ABC is remaking episodes of All in the Family and the Jeffersons with a star-studded cast, and this is kind of fascinating because it's going to be live, and it's one episode of each. The show will air on May 22nd. It's going to be hosted by... Norman Lear and Jimmy Kimmel, and the cast, and this is live, the cast that's been announced so far is pretty crazy good. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker, and and Ellie Kemper will play their daughter Gloria. One time when I was working about 20 years ago, I was walking down the street and a homeless man started screaming at me, Gloria, Gloria, I loved you and All in the Family. Just so you know, I've never forgotten it. Anyway.
Obviously. That scars a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Never been the same. Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson. Justina Machado from One Day at a Time and Jane the Virgin will play their maid Florence. And Will Ferrell will play their neighbor Tom Willis.
Do you think that that's going to be as edgy as it was?
No.
The original? I don't think so.
Well, no way.
No, because
times are different. Times have changed.
It's changed. They're going to have to.
People would have, they would go bananas if
they're
not
going to do an, they're not doing original episodes, I don't think. They're going to do
a classic episode.
So we'll see how it translates. Maybe that's the experiment because that
maybe it is an experiment.
Yeah, because I wonder because while people are always like, oh, you should do All in the Family with Jeffersons, and like now it wouldn't really play now, but we'll see. Yep. On May 22nd, yep. I'm in. So that is what's going on in Dirty Laundry, Royals and TV.
Gotcha.
What a day!
Thank you. Wow.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day
and all night.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, is everybody ready to play games this morning?
Yeah. Yes.
Excellent. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR. Let us meet our player this morning, Robin DiPolo, who is from North Reading. She's a school counselor, and she's a good dancer. She makes her own clothes and all that kind of stuff. Hi, Robin. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good. Good morning. You ready to play?
I am ready.
You understand how this works, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you got 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all right. $1,000 in cash. It's that simple.
So, can I shout out to my school, PMS, Go Gators?
Sure.
Go Gators.
All right.
Thank
all right.
You.
Do the Gators proud. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 8 times 8?
64.
The Earth is made of 50% water. True or false?
False.
Spell Earth.
E-A-R-T-H.
Olivia Culpo dated this former Patriot.
Pass.
The Celtics swept this team in this year's first round of the playoffs.
The Pacers.
From which direction does the sun rise?
The east.
What was Marky Mark's backing band?
Funky Bunch.
In the children's toe counting rhyme, what did the third little piggy have?
This had none.
In the company JVC, what does the V stand for?
JVC?
Mm-hmm.
Varsity.
What is the capital of New Zealand?
Auckland.
Olivia Culpo dated this former Patriot.
Tom Brady, I don't know.
Okay, you got through them.
Okay, you finished.
You got them all. I mean, you made them all, but
that's
one,
the good news.
Two, three.
You got six right.
Six correct.
Four wrong. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I was on the negative.
Yeah.
All right, Olivia Culpo dated Danny Amendola. So he just made the news because he had an Instagram rant. This is why you should listen at 7:25.
No, that's true.
In the children's toe counting rhyme, what did the third piggy have? He had roast beef.
Roast beef, yes.
Used to hang around at Kelly's.
What'd the fifth little piggy say?
The wee 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 all the way home.
That's right.
I just know that because of Geico commercial.
That's right.
In the company JVC, the V stands for Victor.
Who knew?
It's Japan's Victor Company. And they make all like VCRs and things like that. Or used to. The capital of New Zealand. Good one, but it's Wellington.
I tried.
You did a really good job, and you came out of the gate like excellent. I threw you off with a little pop culture stuff. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're definitely, you know, you don't watch enough TV.
Okay. We urge you to watch more TV, okay?
True.
Okay.
Yes, be proud of that. Wait, this is actually a good
thing. But we do. We have a fine consolation prize for you. A pair of passes to see Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame.
This is the biggest thing happening.
Yeah, this is going to be huge. You're going to be the hit of the neighborhood.
Awesome.
That's in theaters everywhere this Friday. What do you hear?
So much.
I hear that it's like just people are going crazy.
I hear that it's in theaters everywhere this Friday.
Thank you very much. I'm glad that. Where'd you hear that? I could. Is there an echo in here or what? Okay, everybody, listen.
Thanks for playing. You did great.
Thank
go Gators.
Another chance to win is coming up tomorrow morning. Every day, 8:10, we play this game. All you have to do to play is qualify. You qualify by registering, and you do that by logging on to WRR.com. You could win $1,000 from Century Bank.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So the big question this morning here on the Morning Morning Show is, who in this studio do you think would drive 40 miles round trip to spend $22 just to buy one loaf of bread?
Wow.
So let's go to the people and see what the people think. Good morning. What do you think?
I'm going to say LB. I think she likes bread.
How can you tell?
Because I like bread, LB, and you don't like me.
Right. Interesting. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
So what do you think?
Brian Bell.
Brian Bell? You think Brian would do that?
Huh? Why do you think that?
Yeah, he seems like the type of guy that would do something like that.
Only if it's gluten-free.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
So who do you think?
Got to be LBF, because she paid $40-something dollars for a Thanksgiving pie.
Not me.
Very interesting. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
So what do you think, Jerry?
LBF easily.
Yeah, why do you say that, Jerry?
Well, didn't she do that for Thanksgiving? She drove to New Jersey someplace, paid $40 for a pie.
Yeah.
It was Boston, and it was 40. Okay. And it wasn't me. It was my husband.
Okay, so basically you think she's crazy.
I didn't say that. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
I hate to put words in your mouth.
You buy one $40 pie.
You buy one $40 pie.
You're branded a food snob forever.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Okay, so wait a minute. Are you serious? You drove over 20 miles one way.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
It was Saturday morning, and I was watching the Food Network. Because I want to lose weight.
If I just watch it,
I won't want to eat it. Well, I was watching Ina Garten, who I love, the Barefoot Contessa.
Oh, God.
And she was making this thing, and this is the problem. Dave was watching it with me. If I'd been alone, this wouldn't have happened.
But blaming Dave again.
I am going to blame him. Because he just marvels at food. Like, he's like, oh, my God, that looks delicious. She made this tartine, I think it's, or it's like a little open face sandwich.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be able to say it.
And
to eat
so
it
was sourdough bread with camembert cheese and prosciutto on top.
Ooh,
wow!
So she was talking about this bread, the sourdough bread that she gets.
Jeffrey, you have to try this bread.
And she gets it from this place in Paris, and they FedEx it to her.
Jeez, I'm glad
it's
you didn't
a four
go to
pound.
It could have been more expensive.
It's
could
a
have
four been much pound, worse. Big giant round of bread. But then she said that some people, they sell it, they ship it to the United States in some specialty shop. So I Googled this bread in Boston, and bloop, what popped up? Formaggio Kitchen, only in Cambridge. So I was like, what am I doing today? Nothing. So I said to Dave, hey, Dave, you want to go get a $20 loaf of bread in Cambridge? He's like, yes. So we got in the car, and we drove to Formaggio Kitchen, which I'd never been to before. That's part of Cambridge I like. I mean, the Cambridge with all the bicycles and the smart people, no thank
That's
you.
Beautiful. Right that's beautiful, right on Huron Ave, right?
Yeah, right on Huron
That's
Ave.
Where Ben and Jen used to live.
See, I didn't even know.
Was
so
that
I
right?
Went in.
Yeah, right, that neighborhood.
By the way, I called beforehand because I'm no
you
dummy.
You called for bread.
Yeah, I said, do you have this bread? And they said, yes, do you want me to put it on hold for you? I was like, yeah. I mean, if that's the
Did she take your
question,
credit card number or anything like
no,
that?
No, she just took my phone number. Okay. She put all, there was a bunch on hold. This is like a
really?
Thing, you guys. And so what I did was I bet this was the problem. I bought the bread
you
and then
ate
I left.
It.
No, I left. Bought Lucy a little donut, and then I went back in to kind of get some cheese and stuff. And I got overwhelmed, so I sent Dave in to buy some stuff. That's a mistake.
Oh, you did, yeah. Okay, you didn't want them to think you came back in to buy more stuff.
No, that- I was so overwhelmed there. There's so many things. So he bought this $22 bread turned into like a $50 thing of bread because we bought cheese and a bottle of wine.
Oh,
and
a shout out to Tommy Monica, who's the sommelier.
And so we.
Oh, you know him.
So
I do.
We went. So we went home and we made these little sandwiches that Ina Garten made on this French bread from Paris.
How was it?
Okay.
Wally Show. Oh, God. More 80s, more variety. All day, and all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
So, there's this guy. He's involved in professional football. And his name is Jim Irsay. And he hates Robert Kraft. And he hates the New England Patriots. And the reason he hates him, because he can never beat him. And he was the guy who was probably more responsible than anyone else for the dragging on of Deflategate, because he owns the Indianapolis Colts. And so he spent $718,000 for a piano. Now you're probably thinking, wow, that must be some really fancy piano.
It must be self-playing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can get a free player on piano. Craigslist.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, actually, it costs money to get, like, you know, even a free one.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You know, they'll pay you to take it away.
Yep.
Nope, this is the piano that supposedly John Lennon used to write songs for the Sgt. Pepper album.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Supposedly?
Hey,
like, it's not, like, there's not, like, pictures of him at it writing songs?
Is there a letter of authenticity?
Because, does the letter of authenticity say supposedly? Because that's not worth $1 million to me. But I'm, you know, not a big, dumb coach.
No, he's not a coach. He's an owner.
Oh, sorry.
He's an owner. So.
I don't know.
I think he's just jealous of Robert Kraft, because Robert Kraft hangs around with Elton John. And he probably owns a couple of Elton John's pianos.
That's a very expensive way to be jealous of somebody.
Well, that's probably very true.
But is it like a grand piano? Is it a nice?
No, it's a 718 grand piano.
Eighties and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Today is Earth Day, which started in 1970. Did you know that? And it's a day to recognize that we're all going to
die soon.
We're melting the planet, and we're all going to die.
No, we're ruining the planet. Yeah. I was thinking about
and walruses
are
falling off of cliffs.
I know, it's terrible. Yeah. There are ways that you can prevent this, or at least do your part. Okay?
Do you have ways we can help without using those stupid paper straws?
Okay, the paper straws are tough because if you, unlike me, drink your drink like at a slow pace, they kind of melt and just, yeah. I have metal straws. I got them on Amazon, which is probably another whole day that we should probably not do something, but whatever. And they're perfect. They're metal, and you put them in the, they have come with a little pipe cleaner thing, and then you clean the straw, and it's great, and I never use straws anymore.
Do you carry them around with you, like when you go out?
You carry them to bars and things like that?
No.
Maybe
I don't, but
today.
Maybe I should today.
They're like a weapon, though. They're very sharp.
No, they're not. They're not sharp.
The metal straws?
No, they're not sharp at all.
Order those on Amazon. They'll ship them to you.
Oh, you could get hurt with those things.
Maybe your family's just sharpening them on you.
Yeah, could exactly. Be.
Probably so. Well, you know, things go at your place, Hank.
What you can do, too, is reduce, you know, that expression, reduce, reuse, recycle. Well, add in refuse. Like, refuse single-use plastics as much as possible. Put it in a bag that you already have or carry around a bag. And then I was reading, because it's weird, because I was reading things you can buy to save the planet, but then I'm throwing out the stuff I'm replacing with the stuff that it's, I don't know.
Why don't you just wash the plastic stuff you have?
I know.
Use it for a really long time.
But when you have to replace them, replace your Saran wrap. I don't know how this works, but I want to try it, although it's super expensive.
What do you replace your Saran wrap with?
Bees wrap. It's handmade in Vermont, which means it's super expensive.
So, very expensive. So drive to Vermont.
Okay.
You have to walk.
Okay.
Ride a bike.
Yeah. Or you can, or they can ship it
take
to you in
Prius,
a huge
but nothing
cardboard
else.
Box.
And then by infusing cotton with beeswax,
jojoba
oil. And tree resin. I don't know why I have this job. Tree resin. The result is a reusable food wrap, and it lasts for a year. And you just wash it every time you use it. So instead of, covering things with plastic wrap, you use this stuff.
You know the biggest problem we have? Because did you see the results
really
of the study?
I really want your take on it.
People are lazy?
Exactly. And because they ask these people, what is the biggest problem? Why don't you recycle? And they came up with like five excuses. And then the fifth one was the real reason, because we're lazy.
Yeah, well... You can
don't be lazy anymore.
Yeah, don't be lazy and spend $21 on
on straws.
Saran wrap.
If you live in Cambridge, Arlington, or Brookline or Concord, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to be the traveling styrofoam container guy driving around.
God.
Oh,
God.
That's going to be
gonna
fantastic.
Real
you're going to do really well on that.
Oh, my God.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.